The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel the days of Elijah, and the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, only to a widow, Zarephath, the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, but not one of them was cleansed, and only Naaman the Syrian." The people of the synagogue heard this. They were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. He passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Six years ago, I was standing outside of my church, and a person came up to me who looked very familiar. And I recognized that it was one of my classmates that I went to kindergarten through, all the way to 12th grade through. And he said that he drove to my church because somebody had told him I was a priest, and he didn't believe that somebody like me could ever become a priest. And it made me laugh, but I ended up doing his wedding and baptizing his two children. But for him, I was just his classmate that he would get in trouble with. And he couldn't believe that God called me to become a priest. And we see in the gospel today that Jesus encounters resistance from those who know him the most. People don't believe anything he's trying to teach or show them because to them, he's just one of their friends, one of their family members. And oftentimes when we get very comfortable with people that we know and love, sometimes we fail to see the good that they're doing. Sometimes we fail to give people the benefit of the doubt. So just because that somebody's our family member or friend doesn't mean that we can't support them. In fact, it's the opposite. So Jesus is reminding us today to be open to what people have to say, whether it's a family member, a friend, or somebody that we don't know at all. So what I want us to do right now is just to think of one person in our life that maybe we've been closed-minded towards, overly judgmental, maybe that they're changing for the better and we fail to even give them that chance to grow. So maybe there's one of your classmates that you've been with for 9 years and maybe they're driving you crazy right now, so I want you to pray for them. So let's think of one person in our life that we call family or friend that we need to treat better beginning today.